This is QuickC98.3, and I've got Mike McNutt on the phone. We are going to do our weekly Forever Friend segment. Of course, still can't adopt any animals, but that doesn't mean that there isn't some fantastic stuff going on at the animal shelter. How's it going, Mike?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. That seems like one of those cat posters, which I guess is very appropriate for the animal shelter.
Yes, it is.
And these days, it seems like everybody's just kind of hanging in there. But what kind of stuff has been happening over at the shelter?
Well, we things still going on. We're still walking the dogs. The dogs are being taught a few little tricks to try and make them more adoptable. We've had some dogs that prior to this probably wouldn't have been the best dogs to take into a home with another dog. But we've been trying to work with them on introducing them with other animals and showing them that not every other animal out there is going to hurt them or come right at them. And we've actually done some real good progress with a couple of dogs that we were worried on how we were going to get them out because they were just so excited when it comes to seeing other dogs. And, you know, it just gives us a time to work on them. And it gives us staff to remember why they started down this road and dedicated their lives to working with animals. You know, there's a lot of talk going on out there in the world, and especially about the animals, that shelters should be doing this, shelters should be doing that. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of that's coming from people that it's either their hobby or something they do on the weekends. You know, this is what we do every day of our lives, and it's everything I've done for the past 31 years. And I love it. I love every minute of it. I can't wait for us to get back open. We actually started making plans on a gradual opening of services, and I'm so looking forward to it. I want my life back, even if it's the new norm. I want some norm.
I think we all could use a little bit of more normalcy in our lives.
I agree.
And it's really good to hear that. You know, given this little extra time that you've had at the shelter, that you've been able to spend some extra time with the dogs that maybe they weren't getting the attention that they needed before, but with the turnover that you get with people adopting and all the animals coming and going and stuff, it's hard to give them a little extra training that makes them, you know, a little easier to adopt. So this is actually kind of like a little silver lining in this.
Yes. And, you know, the staff has enjoyed it so much. I'm so happy and so proud of each and every one of them. You can't ask for a better group of people to work with in the animal field. You know, and when I say that, I mean it. I've been working in this field, like I said, for years, and this is the best staff that I've ever had the opportunity to work with. In the best community, Hardin County is by far the best community that I've been a part of, and I look forward each and every day to being able to come back there because, you know, right now I'm not there every day like I was, and I miss it dearly.
Sure. And I understand that. Anything else going on at the shelter? Are you still taking donations and stuff?
Sure. We're taking donations around back. Feel free to, you know, drop them off at the back door. Just hit the little buzzer button. But, you know, I'm hoping to bring some good news soon that we're going to be doing this and doing that. I mean, it can't happen fast enough for me or the staff. We want some normalcy back, and we want to do what we love to do, and that's save animals' lives. So
absolutely. So I guess we will patiently and eagerly await the good news of the shelter opening back up little by little.
Yes.
All right, Mike, it is a pleasure as always. Thank you for joining us today. This is Forever Friends on QuickC 98.3, brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus on Town Drive in Elizabethtown.